Blog Talk Radio.
We've been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day, but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide. Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand, find out who I am. It's time to understand and do what I can.
Well, good day. This is John. Welcome to the program. Today we're going to talk about herbal remedies for better health. Certain valuable plants provide remedial benefits and are an important part of alternative medicine. Herbs are plants that serve as natural health foods or as natural medicines. The phytonutrients in herbs have special benefits for better health. Today's nutraceuticals, nutritional remedies, are derived from herbs. Herbs are used for cleansing, nutrition, and support for certain organs and systems. They can be consumed raw, with foods, dehydrated and made into tea or powdered in capsules, or made into an herbal extract or an essential oil, both individually or as part of an herbal formula. Some plants provide particularly powerful herbal medicine. Laurea tridentata has compounds that interrupt the action of viruses and other invaders. Powdarco is a detoxifier that supports the immune system. Cordyceps tones organs and improves stamina. Turmeric has highly beneficial antioxidants, especially curcumin, for maintaining good health and youthfulness. Aloe vera is soothing and healing to the skin, as well as internal lining tissues, such as the digestive tract. So these are a few of the herbs and herbal compounds that we want to look at today. There are many, and we may have another presentation soon on additional herbs and their uses. Just to give a background on herbs and herbal combinations have been used for thousands of years for cleansing, nutrition, and correction of health problems. By contrast, synthetic chemicals have been used as medicines and nutritional supplements for only the last century or two. And in fact, some common medicines began as extracts from popular herbs, many of them. Examples are Valium, derived from valerian root, aspirin, originally taken from a source of digitalis. The accepted scientific method of using medical drugs may not be the best possible way of correction of body and health problems, as there are often serious side effects. The list of warnings on many medicines is quite long and dramatic. Drug interactions can be deadly. Despite the concerns of detractors who claim herbs have not been, quote, tested, there's actually a huge background of experience in using herbs and natural plants for nutrition and as medicinal herbs. Traditional uses of herbs and herbal formulas are based on many generations of experience in various cultures. The high cost of scientific testing is prohibitive for plants and extracts that are not patentable. Without a patent, a company will not be able to charge a high price for an exclusive item, as with pharmaceuticals. Even so, there is much research going on with herbal supplements today. Effective compounds are being found in plants that have tremendous benefits for health and well-being. Many plants are nutritional and can be incorporated in the diet regularly. Examples are edible algae like spirulina, wheatgrass and other cereal grasses, alfalfa, kelp, And of course, the common vegetables such as broccoli and carrots, some medicinal herbs should be used only temporarily for healing. Too much of something helpful in the short term could overload body organs and systems in the long run. What conditions herbs or herb combinations will help with and what the effects might be may vary from person to person, depending on body chemistry, and on the health issue involved. A person may have some herbs that will be of great benefit and others that may not help much. Kinesiology, muscle testing, if you're familiar with that, is an established method of determining whether an herbal nutritional product will be helpful or not. There are often unexpected benefits of taking herbs for health, as other organs and systems may be simultaneously aided. See, it's supplementary benefit. Herbs and nutritional plants vary in value depending on where and how they are grown, as well as the methods of harvesting, drying, storage, preparation, and packaging of products. So it's best to choose wild-crafted and organically grown herb products prepared by a company committed to excellence in all phases of production. Used herbs for probably 40 years or more and have selected herbal products, nutritional supplements, and other wellness items for myself and to offer to others based on more than 40 years in the natural health field now. So we can talk about certain herbal products and herbs in particular. And some of the more food-like plants that have special benefits. I'll just mention them, and we have programs, and we'll do additional programs on some of these on their own. But we have the spirulina, which is extremely nutritious, high in protein, high in pigments, many benefits to it, high in B vitamins, minerals, edible algae. There is a mix of superfoods, including spirulina, cereal grasses, antioxidants, and many other beneficial plant nutrients called Delicious Green at 8,000 that we offer at reallywell.com and flaxfood.com. We also want to mention the flax seed. We have the very best flax in the world imported from Canada, an area that has no toxic metals in the soil, very rare, and cold climate that causes the plants to produce more oil in the seed. So we import that from northern Saskatchewan. And that's available at flaxfood.com. Our main website, however, is reallywell.com, and our herb website for specifically herbal information and many beneficial herbs is herbup.com. So can check out some of these tremendous herbal nutritional foods and products at reallywell.com and or herbup.com. Some of them are on each of those sites. Let's talk first about the turmeric or curcumin, because it is such a valuable nutrient that has been receiving a lot of attention lately. Turmeric is a spice. It grows in Asia, South Asia. It's very common in India and other South Asian areas. And it's a bright yellow, orangish color, very powerful pigments in there that include the compound curcumin. So these cuminoids are antioxidants that have tremendous health benefits. They encourage a healthy inflammatory response. Curcumin supports your body's immune, circulatory, and glandular systems. It helps safeguard the body at the cellular level, strengthening the body's daily defenses. So curcumin is extracted from the turmeric. I use the turmeric as just a raw spice on many of my foods, you know, salads and vegetables and cereals. And for cereals, I try to stay with the alkaline grains, buckwheat, which isn't even a grain, it's more of a seed or a fruit, but buckwheat, quinoa, millet and rice, and use turmeric on those and many other foods. But curcumin is the active compound that gives the turmeric its yellow color. It's also used in curry. And it has been used for centuries, turmeric and curcumin, in Indian Ayurvedic medicine. It's a potent antioxidant. It supports a healthy inflammatory response. In other words, it helps to counter the inflammation, which is one of the most important health problems we face today, with so many toxins, so much stress. Our bodies are developing inflammations, infections, and inflammatory activities that need to be countered and cooled down, so to speak. So curcumin is excellent for that. It's also very helpful for weight loss. It helps support the skeletal system, the circulatory system, digestive system, and the immune system. Now, black pepper is known in Asian medicine to enhance the action of whatever you take it with. So it's traditionally been used with curcumin to enhance its bioavailability. And in the formula that we offer for curcumin, concentrated curcumin, it has a black pepper extract in there as well. And you can find that described at reallywell.com on the curcumin page. So another herb that we have celebrated quite a bit is kelp. Been promoting kelp for 40 years. It's a type of seaweed, grows along coastlines around the world. It's an algae that naturally contains varying amounts of trace minerals, including iodine. And it may be useful for proper glandular function and metabolism because the plant's nutrients come in a natural form. They're easily assimilated by the body. And iodine is very lacking in much of the soils of Northern America. And if you don't live near the coast where there will be some in the soils, it's very important to get it because without it, your thyroid doesn't act right and you can also develop a goiter. So adequate levels of iodine, especially in natural, organic, highly absorbable form, as in kelp, can reduce the uptake of radioactive iodine. That is a great concern because of the ongoing radiation levels from Fukushima that continues to be radiating the ocean and spreading across the Pacific and killing life in the ocean. It's some researchers consider it an extinction-level event, and it may eventually result in people having to move from the western coast of North America because they're being so heavily radiated there without our knowledge. But kelp can help to bolster the iodine level. There are other iodine concentrates you can find also at reallywell.com. To do an even better job there. But you know, first and foremost, you have to protect the thyroid from radioactive iodine to keep the immune system healthy so you can be stronger against other detrimental factors of the radiation and other toxins in the environment. So we have to do what we can to maintain a strong immune system to survive as long as possible under these conditions. So just to reiterate, the radiation from the Fukushima nuclear power plant in Japan is far worse than authorities and the media have publicized. In fact, it continues getting worse and accumulating all around the Northern Hemisphere and especially the North Pacific regions. It is crucial to continually feed the thyroid with natural iodine as found in kelp or in our herb formula thyroid activator. And also we have the iodine mineral in an ionic form as another way of bolstering that iodine level. Okay, Pau de Arco, that's a South American herb. It grows primarily, it's a tree, a Pau de Arco or Lapacho tree that grows primarily in Argentina and Brazil. It's also called Tejibo. It's different tribes have different names for the same tree. So it goes by Tejibo, Lapacho, or Pau de Arco. And unlike other trees in its area, Pau de Arco does not develop fungus growth, call, L-A-P-A-C-H-O-L, which may account for the herb's traditional use in strengthening and supporting the immune system. It has also been used traditionally to maintain a healthy circulatory system. So, again, the benefits of Pau de Arco or Tejibo, it strengthens the immune system, assists in detoxification, nourishes blood, and supports the circulatory system. A lot of people with cancer have used Pau de Arco over the many years. They did a lot of research on it, even way back in the 70s and 80s in South America. Pau de Arco comes in either capsules or in a tea or in an extract. So you have different ways of utilizing it. And you can find that described at herbup.com. Oregano oil. Now, oregano is another really blessing for the immune system. We're talking about that. It helps with fighting off infection and invaders. It is stimulating and warming. There are compounds in it that are good for conditioning the skin. It's used in flavoring as well, but it is strongly antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal. The outstanding oregano oil that we offer is Oreganum vulgare, wildflower tops, steam distilled oil from wild harvested oregano from Hungary. And pure oregano oil can irritate the skin, so it's always important to dilute it well before topical application. It's a very strong flavor as well, so when you put it in your mouth, it burns and you can really taste it. Some people, it might be overwhelming, so you might want to dilute that in other oil or other liquids, but you can apply it topically or take it internally for fighting infection. It's a very, very important herbal oil that everyone should have on hand. It also can be applied to dental areas where there's tooth decay or toothache. And it'll be helpful there too. Fights off infections. Let's talk about cordyceps. Cordyceps is not exactly a plant. It's kind of a fungal growth on grass, certain types of grass, I believe. But it is a considered in the herbal realm. And it is respected in Chinese medicine as one of the most valuable herbs, even more so than ginseng or reishi, in the treatment of many health problems. Chinese Olympic athletes commonly take it for endurance and stamina. So we have a concentrate of extract of this Cordyceps sinensis. We call it Marvlix. It's a product made by one of the companies I deal with. That uses cutting-edge scientific techniques from biotech advances to extract and concentrate this the benefits of the cordyceps. And it applies nanotechnology to a bio-enhanced extraction process utilizing an extra electropotential method to extract selected molecules preferentially on the basis of predefined molecular profiles and then bioactivates the compounds extracted. And basically, that's all sounding very technical, but basically this process completely eliminates heavy metals, contaminants, and toxic compounds, and contains all the beneficial substances in the cordyceps. So it has a full spectrum of active elements. Traditional cordyceps products in the raw form provide only a small portion of the active ingredients. The majority of the active elements are lost during the cultivation and production process, either because of exposure to heat and high pressure or due to use of chemical solutions for extraction. So as a result, traditionally cultivated cordyceps products deliver only a fraction of the benefits provided by their wild counterparts. So wild cordyceps products often sell for hundreds of times more money than cultivated cordyceps products. So with our Marvelix extract, the problems associated with traditional cordyceps extraction are avoided. This new technology penetrates the cell wall, releasing the nutrients that were traditionally lost in that other older process. Active compounds are removed one by one and at the molecular level and preserved so that the full spectrum of active elements and benefits can be provided. And so with this great achievement, there have been many benefits provided to internal organs, including the heart, liver, lung, kidneys, that have not been as dramatic with other cordyceps products. So you can read more about Marvelix at reallywell.com. It's a very powerful, beneficial herbal extract. One of our biggest selling products is Laurea tridentata. We normally have, or well, much of the time over the last 10, 12 years, we've had a patented extract of Laurea, known as Laurea RX or Chagoy, but it is not always available. The company that makes it changed hands about 6 years ago or something like that. And they have not been able to time their production to restock before the previous batch runs out, because it does take time to make a batch. There's a whole extraction process with multiple steps to achieve this patented extract that has four patents on it. So it's very effective, very beneficial. Lots of people have benefited from it and really want it, but there are periods of time where it is not available for an extended time, and right now that's one of them. So we do have the raw herb, the Laurea tridentata, also known as chaparral, and that can be a benefit and not as strong or powerful as the extract, but it still can help. So let's tell you about Laurea in general. It is a desert plant that has been shown throughout Native American tradition and medical history to produce significant positive immune assistance and help with pain. It's an anti-inflammatory. The historical use of the plant prompted research and development that has led to important discoveries about Laurea. That's Larrea. Published research performed at several well-known medical research institutions, including Stanford University School of Medicine, the University of Bern, Switzerland, the Johns Hopkins University, King's College London. These have demonstrated the chemical compounds present in the Laurea plant do possess health-enhancing properties. People with various immune challenges, including those viral in nature, have sought out Laurea. It is good to have on hand, not only for colds and flu, but for many other invaders. There are pesky viruses, yeasts, and fungi at work in most of us beyond what you may realize. So we need to be on top of dealing with these invaders, keeping them in check, assisting the immune system, because there are many abuses on the immune system going on in terms of public poisons, electromagnetic spectrum from all the Wi-Fi and cell phones, and just general stressful lifestyle and toxic influences. So we need to support our immune system and utilize some of these herbs we're talking about to keep the invaders in check, because it's much harder to deal with them when they get to a point of serious inflammation. So another side note about Laurea, it's also very helpful for the overgrowth of Candida albicans and other yeasts, very common in our Western society from overuse of antibiotics and overconsumption of sugars and carbohydrates. Candida is a resident in the human digestive tract that can expand its presence when fed by excessive carbohydrates, especially when there's a reduced level of friendly probiotic bacteria, which is destroyed by the overuse of antibiotics. So, candida yeast is known to be a cause or contributor to many nagging health problems, and we'll have a separate talk on that soon. But Lorea is helpful then for the whole gamut of invaders, including viruses. And there aren't too many plants or medicines that are antiviral. That's a harder invader to deal with in many ways than bacteria and fungi. So Lorea interferes with the virus's ability to replicate, to take over additional cells and expand their presence. So it's a very, very helpful thing. Here's some of the benefits for which Lorea tridentata is historically known. And supporting natural defenses, supporting a healthy nervous system, supporting sustaining joint health, preserving skin health, helping the body's immune system to recover from stress, a highly effective anti-inflammatory, helps the body fight viral replication, has been used and appreciated by those with the following conditions: cold sores, shingles, herpes, eczema, psoriasis, pain, inflammation, chronic fatigue syndrome, allergies, Bell's palsy, cancer, Epstein-Barr, loose symptom, irritable bowel syndrome, and viral warts. No, that was not a list of side effects. That was a list of things that have been people with conditions like those that have appreciated some of the benefits of Lorea tridentata. So, you can apply it topically, make a little paste out of it, and put it on the skin, or take it internally. And it has a powerful resin and compounds in it that have these benefits that are well worth pursuing. There's a compound, for example, called NBGA. We won't try to spell out the name fully, but it is very helpful in many ways. You can begin to read about it at reallywell.com or herbup.com about Lorea. Aloe vera is a traditional herb that has been around for also thousands and thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, as long as humans have been around, they've been using aloe vera, let's put it that way. It's a nutritional storehouse. It contains salicylate and prostaglandins. It soothes the tissues lining the digestive system as a juice. If you apply it on the skin, it penetrates in and deeply and can carry other things with it. It contains many biologically active compounds that support the digestion and absorption of food, to nourish the intestinal system. Many companies manufacture aloe vera, but most of the products on the market have lost much of the plant's original benefits in processing. Beware of aloe juice that claims to have no disagreeable taste, because removing the taste can leave you with a product that has almost no benefit. So it doesn't taste that bad. Tastes bad at all to me. It nourishes the digestive intestinal system, soothes internal tissues of both the digestive and intestinal tracts. It contains vitamins, minerals, and other important nutrients that supports intestinal health. It can also, again, be used topically, and there's gel forms of that as well, but it spreads quickly and moisturizes, leaves no stickiness. It's known for hydrating and moisturizing, soothes the skin, and penetrates deeply into the skin. So aloe vera, it's a desert plant, has a natural gel inside the leaf. If you're tearing or breaking a leaf off of a plant, you want to cut away the outer rind. There's a little inch or 16th of an inch inside, there's a little yellow band that is irritant that you don't want to consume that. So you want to cut away the outer rind in this yellow portion and just use the the gel itself. And then you can also buy juices and gels for internal and external use. And again, at herbup.com, you can read about that. So that was a quick overview. There are many other beneficial herbs: echinacea and golden seal for immune support, olive leaf for immune and circulatory system, St. John's wort for calming and improving mood. There's herbal iron. There's herbs that cleanse the liver, very important. Herbs for the kidney and urinary system, herbs for the thyroid gland, we talked about some of those, prostate, female systems, lungs and respiratory systems, sinuses, on and on and on. There's herbs that help with just about everything. And we'll be actually adding a lot more herbal pages at herbup.com that we just haven't ever gotten to yet. But we have many, many herbs and herbal formulas available of the highest quality that can be very helpful. And we encourage you to look into that at reallywell.com and herbup.com. And thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.